A gunman who terrorized a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs for hours today is now in police custody. The police chief and the mayor of Colorado Springs have just spoken to the media, and Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee is there on the scene. She joins us again. Welcome back, Megan.
Hi, Ari.
Tell us about what they've just said.
Well, they released casualty numbers for the shooting was the main thing. Three people in this attack, two civilians, and one police officer from a nearby university who responded to the call for help. So we know that three people have died, nine were transported to local hospitals with gunshot wounds, and they are all listed in good condition.
So just because there was a slight audio glitch there, to repeat, you said three people were killed in this attack, in addition to those who were injured. Have police said anything more about who the gunman is?
We don't know anything official at this point. There were several pictures media were able to get of a white man in a T-shirt being escorted out in handcuffs and driven away. It's believed that he is the suspect, but police are not saying anything about who this person was or what his motives might have been.
The mayor says that police were able to get some people out of the building safely. What more can you tell us about the scale and the nature of the response?
Well, it was massive. Numerous law enforcement agencies responded. They were in the building for a long time, exchanging gunfire with the gunman, and it took them hours to get into voice touch with him. Once they were able to speak with him, he surrendered fairly rapidly, but they spent quite a long time afterwards sweeping through the building, making sure that there were no explosive devices and trying to find other wounded people.
What has Planned Parenthood said about this incident?
Well, in a statement this evening, Planned Parenthood reiterated that they will, quote, never back away from providing care in a safe, supportive environment that millions rely on and trust. They have also raised concerns that some of the rhetoric around their operations in recent months might have contributed to this, but they, as well as the police, say there's just no word yet on why Planned Parenthood was targeted or what the motive here might have been.
Tell us about the area where this took place in Colorado Springs.
It's a shopping center on the west side of town. It looks like a very peaceful neighborhood on normal days. And being located in a shopping area, one side effect of this was that people ended up locked down in grocery stores and businesses around the Planned Parenthood clinic for more than 5 hours. Actually, where I'm sitting right now, I'm watching buses of evacuees who I believe were brought out for briefings be taken back to their cars to finally end what must be a very, very long day.
It's been snowing there. This might sound like a silly question, but are people, they've been outside for hours and hours. Are people keeping warm? What do people need?
Well, the people who are sheltering in place were obviously inside. For law enforcement and for other first responders and medical personnel, it's been pretty tough. They've been out in the cold for a long time.
All right, thank you. That's Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verlee.
Thank you.